Welcome to episode 84 of the Analog Assault Podcast. This week we have special guests William of Your Anthem and Lupo to the Rescue talking about the Mythical Beast Anthem 2.0. So let's go!
You're listening to Analog Assault, a video game podcast by Mulehorn Gaming.
You guys are killing me, man. Wow. For all these pre-podcast shenanigans.
So gangly.
Hello, good everyone.
don't say
so gangly. Look at those grains. Guys, welcome to the Analog Assault Podcast. We have two special guests, and just to get a little sappy here, that I feel very honored to actually call real-life friends. That's Lupo to the Rescue and William, Your Anthem. Welcome, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mule.
So before we kind of introduce you guys, some of y'all may have heard them on previous episodes, but we'll introduce you guys again. Housekeeping real quick here. If you'd like to call and leave us a voicemail about the podcast or call in anytime, you can call us at 512-571-3907. And if you like this content, then head over to patreon.com/mulehorngaming. Consider being a supporter because, you know, who doesn't love, you know, big explosions?
Oh, everyone loves big explosions. All the things.
All the explodes.
And they rain fantastic rewards down from the sky.
Gangly rewards.
So,
oh.
So we had this guy, William, that has apparently has a fever and he's saying just gibberish tonight.
I got a fever.
I don't look, whenever I get a high enough fever, I get delirium and I like have no filter whatsoever and I say things I probably shouldn't say, like calling you
so do you speak out of
thing that I called you.
We'll just beep that out.
So do you
out
speak
real
out of your butt?
Why did I agree to come on this thing?
Oh, you know you love
we're
us.
Friends.
You know you love
we are
us.
Friends, yeah. So, and I owe you for Hollywood still.
Yeah, William, tell everyone who's listening, who's watching, who you are, what you do, and your connection with the Anthem community.
So my name is William. I am the host of Your Anthem over on YouTube. I cover pretty much everything about Anthem. And when I say pretty much everything about Anthem, everything about Anthem. I think that's just about it. Mule, do you have anything else to add? I mean, I know you've got some snide remarks. I know you'd love to add to that list.
I will say that we almost shared a room at EA Play. Almost.
Yeah.
I sense regret in the voice. Lots of regret.
Wait a minute. That sounded really bad. Wade, you might need to explain that. Oh, my God.
We'll just leave it to the curiosity of everyone listening.
Oh, please.
For sure.
No.
Oh, ganglies.
Oh, my God.
Today's word is ganglies.
Ganglies. And Boston, thanks for those embers, brother, in the stream. Appreciate that, man. And we also have Lupo to the Rescue. Lupo!
What's up, man?
What up, dude?
How are you?
So tell everyone, I'm sure they've heard you on the podcast before, seen your streams, we co-stream.
Yes.
But tell everyone who you are and your connection to the Anthem community.
Lupo to the Rescue, part-time host sometimes, affiliate writer for MuleHornGaming.com. I hear an echo, that's why I'm like stuttering. Yeah.
And a full-time man.
Started an Anthem web show on Mixer in 2018. So first Anthem web show on Mixer.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's been my connection ever since, and we just kind of been rolling with that ever since, every Monday.
Every Monday? Yeah, man. Sometimes we actually get to blow up things together, too, so that's kind of fun.
Once in a while. And then we have stuff blow up on us.
Explosions.
So before we get into Anthem 2.0, the Mythical Beast, all the rumors and everything we've heard about this from Kotaku and everywhere else, I want to ask you guys, how you been? What you been playing? William, I know I've seen you on some SWTOR, man, but what have you been playing, bro?
I've been playing a crap ton of SWTOR. I was like the alpha back when it was first coming out, doing all the technical alphas and what have you. I've never had so much fun with that game as I have had with Onslaught Update. Like, there's actual gear and builds and what have you. I'm having an absolute blast with the game. Also doing a crap ton of Battlefront 2, rocking the Sith Trooper.
Nice.
Yes.
See, I actually jumped trying to think back what else. Into Battlefront 2 for the first time in, what, Neil, a year or so? Mm-hmm. And played with you one night. Yeah. That's pretty fun. I was enjoying it. It is a completely different game. Like, the last time I played consistently was at launch of that game, and boy, is it a lot different.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the day when we can actually get Lupo to join us because, you know, he said he would do the coaster. He's like, oh, it's just all sweaty PvP. I'm like, no, man, they got the cool co-op now.
Yeah.
Yep.
We might have to do it eventually.
I mean, it looks great now. I still haven't touched it in a while, but it looks really good.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun, dude.
I mean, even from, like, launch on, like, it was always very good. Like, I don't feel that it was a negative experience.
Yeah.
But like you said, they're constantly iterating on the good that they've already done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it just shows their dedication to the live service at this point, and just constantly making more content for it.
Live service is so much in a good light now. It's pretty good. It's good times.
Yeah. So SOTOR, William, anything else? That it? Anthem, obviously.
I mean, of course. Yeah, I was about to say, Anthem obviously just finished the Ice Tide Part 2 challenge last night. I'm so glad.
I finished mine on Saturday.
Is that why you have the fever? Because you have not been sleeping?
Look.
Saying, bro.
What else are you going to say?
I actually don't have a rebuttal for that one. Going back to you, Wade. bite my ass.
Wow.
Oh,
it's the fever.
It's the fever. It's the fever.
Fever trance.
Yeah. What's your excuse, God. Thaddeus? Why do I come on these things? Jeez.
Don't give me fuel, bro.
So Lupo, what about you, man? I know you and Crow and Underdog play like 9,000 different games.
Well, I'm actually like trying to like reel that back in because I feel like I'm playing too many things. You know what I'm saying? So it's really been more like Anthem, Destiny, and then like a little bit of...
I mean, we've been playing a fair amount of ESO.
Yeah, ESO lately. But I was just trying to play like every MMO on the market at one point, you know, just to kind of experience MMOs in general. Like, I never played a lot of the super popular ones. Like, I never played WoW when it was live. I never played SWTOR when it was like the new game to be playing. So I've played a lot of those games, played half a dozen, maybe a dozen different MMOs over the course of the last three or four months, just to kind of experience what that is and what I would want out of one as a whole. And like, none of them check all the boxes. You got to play all of them to get each part of a box, you know?
Yep. So Crow, Prime,
I've just been on that grind, more of that grind of every other single game that I'm playing. It's...
Yeah.
Oof. I'm enjoying it, though.
One standing out from the others?
Huh? I've really gotten back into ESO quite a bit. I'm in a guild with some other people that I've been friends with on that game since it came out on Xbox. And just been running around with them. We did some achievements the other night. Did some, like, guild fun, just goofing around shit. Not even actually playing the proper game. Just like, hey, let's go over here and we're going to do this achievement. And then, oh, we're going to go over here and play lawn darts with our characters.
Nice.
Wow. So, been enjoying that. Been trying to work on Destiny a little bit. We got some stuff. Season's getting kind of close to finishing. I think we got only a couple more weeks left. So, trying to finish that up.
Yeah, about a month.
About a month, okay. So we've got time. There's just some stuff that's going to be coming up next week that we got to grind out a little bit. If I had been playing regularly, I'd have no problem, but we're going to be cutting it a little close. Been still grinding Warframe. Still grinding Pokemon. Just everything.
Y'all were in a Pokemon tournament recently with Hero.
Oh, yeah. We did a small little Pokemon tournament where we did like a lotto draw. Like, you had to have a certain amount set up, and then they... we lotto drawed our teams and everything. Ended up taking third place, I think I ended up taking. Yeah, third.
Very nice.
Very nice, dude.
It was kind of cool to watch that. You know, I don't play the game. I don't follow Pokemon much at all. But it was kind of cool to watch that and hear all you guys interact on the stream. And it was like, this is pretty neat. I can watch a tournament.
It takes, and we're going to be doing another one in February, and it's going to be just like all grass type Pokemon. So it's going to be interesting trying to do that. It's
right,
gonna be
right.
Fun, I think. But yeah, what about you, T?
Ever since I've played Witcher 3 several times since PAX, but lately it's been primarily two things. Breakpoint with you guys for some good co-op action. It's been a lot of fun, especially the T8100 Terminator event recently, which is crazy. I'll let Dirty expand more on that one because he describes it a little better than I do.
It was fun.
It's fun. But also, I've been playing a lot of a new card game that I'm really interested in. Digital card game, kind of like Gwent or Magic Gathering, called Doom Trooper. Met the guys at PAX, played the beta, pretty polished for what it is, and got involved with the dev team a little bit, the Discord community, and you might see a few tweets out there for me about it, maybe a lot, and
just a few.
In case you missed it.
Yeah,
exactly. Brian tweets a lot.
I do tweet quite a bit. And there's even an article out there that I wrote. I shook off the rust from writing days and put out an article out there. They made a code just for us to give you instant beta access and a free pack of cards that goes towards the final game coming out here in a few months. So, follow my Twitter. You'll find the link and get yourself some free cards. Doom Trooper game.com or at Doom Trooper Game on Twitter. It's good stuff.
We have some codes on our website too for some packs, for card packs.
Yep.
Dirty, so you like the T-800?
I mean, it's not fun. You know what's not fun though when you're fighting a pack of T-800s? It's when you're in a freaking fire team of four people and you get shat on by two T-800s. And Mule and our other buddy IP Freely decide to run away, and then I see poor Thaddeus beating feet in the other direction. So naturally, being a good teammate and friend and co-host, I ran after him to draw the T-800's fire so he could make his safe exit. Well, turns out apparently helping a teammate in need is not Mule's primary MO.
Shocker. Oh, hang on, wait a second. Pause. Really? Strong alone, stronger together, am I right? Now I finally get you.
There was an objective. They were getting smashed, so I was like, I'll just drive this truck over to the drop off.
Given zero F's.
Left us there.
I'll remember that EA play next year. All right, go ahead.
Pick a different team.
Thankfully found out, spoiler alert, if you're actually fighting a T-800 in the Ghost Recon Breakpoint, I know it's an older game and whatnot, but you know, with the new event, people are playing a little bit more often now. But they can't climb ladders. Wink, wink.
They can't. Nope. They can't.
They're fast as shit, but they can't climb ladders.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's awesome, dude.
So stay alive out there, guys.
Before I say what I've been playing, I promised William that I'd tell him one of my new dad jokes. Oh, and I promised the guys on Twitter. So here you go, William. Are you ready for this, brother?
You realize Lauren's going to hear this nonstop, right?
So, William, what's the cheapest meat you can buy?
I don't want to know, Wade. I don't care.
Deer balls. They're under a buck.
Why?
Man, I'm so glad the camera can't see me right now.
How many fingers you got pointed up?
Good two. Good, the special two.
So that's my dad joke. He's special new.
God.
It's a good thing his camera's not on.
Yeah.
He'd be staring daggers into you right now.
Oh my God!
And I thought the chicken joke was bad.
It reminds me of that Transformer movie, you know, the second Transformer movie, Revenge of the Fallen, and Simmons gets underneath Devastator. He's like, "I'm directly underneath."
King, aliens. King.
Yeah, it's testicle. It's just two
wrecking balls clanging together.
That's immediately what I thought of for some reason. Yeah,
right.
All gangly.
Here's God, a fun thing. Can we move on?
yes, Dirty.
Finally fulfilled my promise, and I saw Rise of Skywalker.
Oh,
about freaking time, dude!
Right.
Do tell.
Yeah. I'll just say probably everyone here liked it but William.
Sorry, I had a mouthful of water. I'm burning up with the freaking fever. No, I actually really I really enjoyed it. Like I had came in with such low expectations, like below solo level expectations.
Wow.
And I was pleasantly surprised. Solo I enjoyed it. The only thing I didn't like, well, there's actually a good long list, was that to hear Palpatine's message, you had to play Fortnite. And that, I mean, like, seriously, it was, what, 30 seconds of him saying, the great era has been completed. Yeah. I mean, like, okay, cool. So we couldn't have had that in the movie. Right? All right, gotcha.
You know, in practice.
Gotcha. Right? All right, we had to have it in Fortnite.
Right.
Yeah. Paid good money to have it in Apex. So there you go. Fine, but,
I mean, it made me log into Fortnite. I played Fortnite for the lightsabers. So.
I mean, I'm kind of with him on that, though. I'd rather play Apex with lightsabers than Fortnite.
I mean, come on. It's EA, too. You already got the license. Yeah. But so, Fortnite's more popular. I get it. Marketing ploy, blah, blah, blah.
Fortnite's got the deals Disney.
Yeah. I mean, they can pretty much get any deal they want. They make so much money.
Yeah.
What?
What'd you think of it, man?
I was very similar to face up there. William.
No face.
Señor Gangley. His name is William.
I went into that
Wait, it was nice. Thank you for having me.
It's the fever, you know?
Fucking oh, my gosh. I've never talked to you assholes after this.
But much like William, I went into that theater very prepared to be disappointed.
Yeah.
And I was surprised. I actually left the theater feeling like I wanted to. Like it actually summed up everything that I hoped it would, and it did it well. Ultimately, yeah, it's still a Return of the Jedi, but you can't really get away from that.
Yeah.
But it was still pretty good.
Yeah.
That's impressive to hear from Mr. Dirty Bombs.
It is impressive. It was impressive to actually witness that they didn't fuck it up.
I enjoyed Palpatine like a whole lot in the film. I know people were like, "Oh, wow, they did him so dirty." What do you mean? That was good. Palpatine. That was good.
I mean, I do have two grievances. One's a little, they're both kind of minor in the grand spectrum of things. One was that Palpatine being a clone.
Palpatine wasn't a clone though.
No. Oh, you mean Snoke?
Snoke was.
Yeah, Snoke was.
What the fuck was Palpatine? Where the fuck did he come from? He fell down a goddamn vent, and then the goddamn Death Star got blown up.
The path of the dark side of the force is the path to the many abilities of the Jedi Unnatural.
Yeah. Exactly. That is the Webster definition right there.
Yeah. So apparently what happened was they had a real cut, like the J.J. Abrams cut. And Disney editors were kind of like, snip, 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 snip. Nah, we'll include that in the comic. Nah, we'll include that in the TV show. Nah, we'll make a awkward reference to that somewhere else in Star Wars medium. But they need to know how he... Yeah, but we'll tell in the comic like 4 years from now.
Yeah.
But that's... apparently the Abrams cut was really great. This cut that we got was subpar, according to a lot of the cast. So
maybe we'll get a director's cut.
So then what... Legibly, what was his excuse for being there then?
There was no excuse whatsoever. Apparently there's supposed to have been something.
Gotcha.
But, Sith alchemy.
I mean, we did know.
But he survived somehow.
Aside from the fact that apparently he can be vaporized into atomic dust, so we'll just kind of...
We lost a couple fingers, you know? I mean, that counts for something.
But Knights of Ren.
The
fuck?
Yeah.
I was okay with that because I know we're kind of off topic right now.
I'm sorry, but they half of the Knights of Ren were basically chimpanzees from Planet of the Apes in armor.
Oh my god.
More or less.
The comics do a really good job of talking about them, but
and that's fine, but
we got the Ben shrug. That's what we got from that. We got the
Oh my god.
Sure, but it just...
Can we move on from this damn movie?
I wanted more explanation out of the Knights of Ren. Like, they get their little snippet in the flashback or whatever in the first one. Or not the first one, but the fucking whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then they're nowhere. And then they just come up to be babysitters.
Yeah.
You gotta consider that Rian Johnson kind of screwed a lot of the plot line that Abrams set up.
We will never mention that name of this podcast again.
No, I'm cool with that. You know, I saw somewhere that there was a leaked thing about Disney was actually holding off to see if the backlash from all this at the end of this trilogy, if it was because they hated Rian Johnson as a director, or if they hated the characters. And it's like, we hated him as a director. That's 100% the case. And we didn't necessarily like the characters either. So, oh, no, that means you all didn't like the characters. You like Rian. That's why he's getting a trilogy.
Yeah.
No,
that's
not
scrapped.
No, that's exactly what happened, right, guys?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you know, I could talk about Star Wars all day, but
no.
I'm going to try to move us into the meat and potatoes here because we only got Lupo for so long. But so Anthem 2.0, the mythical beast, we've heard about it from Kotaku. I mean, really, all we got is rumors right now. Yeah. Nothing's been confirmed. Nothing is like for certain. And, you know, I kind of want to discuss that with you guys a little bit. And also kind of what's BioWare doing with their comms? Because really the only thing we're getting from them now is like random retweets of like some really awesome looking GIFs and like updates from the EA.
Great peanut butter. For me.
Yeah.
So
my deal is
I did do it on purpose.
My
whole deal is with the Kotaku article. Yeah, it was great to hear that they are working on something, because since I think it was June, since before the Cataclysm came out, the comms did go silent. I'll touch on that more in a minute, but that's when we found out about 2.0. Oh, so BioWare has been working on something for months and months and months. And it was also leaked that the seasonal events, they were all coming from BioWare Edmonton, not the main studio in Austin, which was something else I thought was particularly interesting.
That's interesting, yeah.
So the big deal was, okay, so they are working on something. Great. Hey, BioWare, tell us about this thing that was leaked. I don't know a single company, a gaming company in the world, that acknowledges leaks and tells people, okay, darn, it leaked out. Oh, well, here you go, guys. Here's everything we're working on. No, that's not how that works. Okay, we're not even going to acknowledge the leak. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to keep our heads down and keep on working, because leading up to launch, that's what kind of screwed us, was talking about our product before it was done, while we were developing it. And I know I made the tweet. I was laying in bed one night, and
where are you?
Internet historian, his video popped up, and it was like 2 weeks ago that it released. But I listened to the full No Man's Sky thing, and I kept thinking to myself, "Huh, you replace the word No Man's Sky with Anthem, and you start hearing a lot of parallels." But that's more on the communication side. Point is, I'll talk about that later. But the BioWare thing is, they're not going to talk about it until they're ready to talk about it. And whenever they're ready to talk about it is when they were going to initially talk about the damn thing, not because some leaked article came out and said, yep, BioWare's working on something.
Yeah.
That's just not how that
works.
The forced
conversation.
It's perfectly fine.
Right.
Yeah. No, they're going to wait and bide their time until they're ready to talk about it. And I applaud them for it.
When I saw the article on Kotaku from Jason Schreier, whatever his name is.
Schreier.
Yeah. I don't like the guy. I mean, he's a good journalist, but I'm not a fan. I got excited because I've wanted like more Anthem, because I've said this from day one. Anthem has some of the best combat in a game. It's like Mass Effect 3 multiplayer on steroids, right? It's just everything that Neil loves, like combos and large explosions and a cool javelin, and you look awesome. Like, who doesn't want that, right?
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of curious what everyone else in the community thinks, because like I got that and then we have no con communication. But like Lupo, you've been doing a web show for forever about Anthem. Mm-hmm. You play Anthem every Monday. I mean, what did you think when you heard about the mythical 2.0?
Well, like you had to like think that something's coming. You know, you see this rather lackluster reception to a game that at its core is very good. There's just not a lot to do. So once you get past like the basics of like gearing up and progressing, like there's nothing to do after that. So what's the core gameplay loop? What do you do beyond that? Like, how do you invest 1,000 hours into this game? And I think that's where really they're failing right now is creating that long-term investment to the game. But exactly like you said, like there's got to be more. Like what is it? You know. But the problem that we have now is that because of this leak, people are already beginning to set expectations. You know, yeah. which is beyond ridiculous at this point. Like we don't even have this in an official capacity. Like EA, BioWare have not said anything about future content, about a 2.0, about anything like that. This is merely speculation, and people are already saying like, this is what we can expect in 2.0. It's like, no, we actually can't, because that's not what they said. They didn't say anything. So you have a lot of people coming out saying like, these are all the things that are going to happen in 2.0, and no one, that's, it's all baseless.
Yeah,
exactly.
What about the other guys?
Oh boy,
I think I don't know. I've honestly stopped playing Anthem a while ago, to the point where lynch me or anything, but I sold the game because, like Lupo was just saying, there's just not much to do anymore, and that kind of that's where it lost me. After there was not much to do. It's like, sure, I could go back through and, you know, grind out with the last two or three javelins, whatever I didn't use as my primaries, and, you know, do it all again. But plus, it was kind of bad timing as well, because I got the game a little bit too late, where everyone else was already kind of falling off with it or just not playing it as frequently, and I was still kind of working my way up the ladder to actually get to max level. So not having consistent times to play and everything else, it was just that mixed with their silence.
Yeah.
I get it. I do. But, you know, as a consumer, I would prefer maybe just a wee bit more something. Tease me, tittle me, do something. I don't know. It's just a tip to see how it feels.
Oh. I regret coming on this thing every single time.
But you have fun, William.
And you can't keep coming back.
Is that what I'm having? But no. That's a fair point to make, Dirty. I've been thinking about it long and hard myself. What is there to do in Anthem right now? All right, you gear up all your javelins. You get lucky enough with RNG. You get decent rolls. You grind up legendaries. But what's the gameplay content? You're just running strongholds over and over again. Cataclysm's gone, which, thank God, Cataclysm's gone. Oh, my God.
Amen.
Leaderboards don't mean anything at all. Like, you get a shout-out in the community cortex if you reach the top, and most of the time it's cheaters who get that.
Oh, Jesus.
Crystals.
Something,
Yeah. Crystals are your currency that you get from running it. Cool. I'm already all Legoed out. What's the other incentive? Oh, okay, well, here are the cosmetic things. Oh, okay, cool. Oh, wait, I have to do this thing 40 times? Oh, wait, I've got to do this 60 times?
Yeah.
Wait, I've got to do X, Y, and Z? This isn't fun. This is chores for cosmetics. And don't get me wrong, I still do it because I'm a completionist and I kind of have to as a content creator. But if I was a player, just not making content? No. I would play it for about a week, enjoy the pretty, pretty shinies, the new event, the new changes, and that'd be it. And I can be realistic with that. I don't hide that fact or my displeasure with those sort of things. But I do think those will be addressed with 2.0, or at least I hope they will.
Yeah.
BioWare's, if anything, they're more than competently aware of the issues, the failings, the problems, so on and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And they're making steps to improve it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I love the game. Just the premise of the game is amazing. Ever since we saw it first time at E3, love the game. I'm always going to enjoy it. Am I always going to play it? Is it going to stay in my rotation? Yeah, it'll probably stay in my rotation for quite a while until it just if they completely shut down. But like we've said, there is just nothing really to do, in my opinion. Like... There's obviously, like, the last two events, they've had the armor. That's a lot of work, though, like, that the previous one, the Season of Skulls, or whatever it was called, that one took me quite a while. Like, I'm sure it took everyone quite a while. It was just ridiculous. And then we go into this season, and the first couple weeks, half the stuff's not even working.
Ooh.
Then they go and fix it, and then they reset all the progress that you'd already done.
That's not good either.
That, my biggest gripe, I can get past the lack of content, because I'm hoping and I just think, I'm trying to think of the term. What am I? I'm
praying.
Not praying, but I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt that they are working on something. Yeah, but the fact that they still have these major bugs like this really irritates me. Just this week, when Lupo and I were playing, and Miel was there too, the whole entire night, I couldn't get my drops. Every time someone would pick one up, it would show me picking up like 15 engrams. And then getting all these rewards. I had bought the armor for the storm. Every other time, it would just disappear from my inventory completely. And it would reset all my stuff. And I was the only one having these problems. I restarted my console, restarted the game, everything just did not want to work. And I've had this two or three times now where it's only been me, and I don't know why.
You know what the problem is? You're a storm.
No. I don't even want to hear that. I was having to mop your ass up off the floor during the cataclysm. I don't even want to hear that.
Say, William, when we were at EA Play, Destin looked over at us when we were sharpening. You know, Destin from IGN.
He looked over. Oh, yes, Destin.
Oh, Mule, that build you have on your Ranger, can you tell me about that? Ranger main for life.
I mean, I'm trying to remember. Doesn't Destin main a Titan in Destiny? I forget.
I think he does a warlock. I think
I don't remember.
But anyways, no. The moral of the story is
it takes us
Anthem 2.0. We're going to find out more when it's time and when BioWare says it's time. Not because of some leak. Not because of anything else. It doesn't do us any good even speculating what 2.0 will bring, because it's either still in development or things are still fluid or what have you. Until we get an official word or I'm not going to believe official word until I get my hands on the game and I'm playing it, or what have you. I'm not going to really say too much. We did that before with the launch, and leading up to launch.
It just builds up expectations that can't be met because you've already built this thing up in your head, you know. And you know, that's the only thing I'm really worried about is, like, you know, the fan, like, okay, just we can kind of trail into this in a second because I want to hear Prime's thoughts. But as a fan, not just like we're EA game changers as well, but as a fan, like, I watch the community and myself and the community, we are hungry for anything. Mm-hmm. Just give us something. And
yeah, but when they give you something, you're gonna want more and then more.
But you know what?
More.
That's okay, because that regenerates the interest again. It gets people to re-log in. It gets people to spend money on wraps and things like that. And that's what you want to continue development for the game. That's kind of my thinking with it. But Prime, before we get more into BioWare and their communication strategy, what has been your thoughts about 2.0 and the rumors and are you even touching Anthem?
Well, I had a long, long story drawn out. I'm going to keep it short for you guys. last time I played was since Cataclysm. So I haven't touched it since then. I always enjoy watching the stream because it is a beautiful game. It was extremely fun when I played it. 2.0 looks good, but their silence is causing a lot of concern. But I feel their silence may be on purpose for reasons. Taking notes from past games, they've done some things to recuperate post silence, but people are hungry. There's still people playing it, still people loving it. They're not as vocal about it. The negative toxicity has lowered, but it's still a great game.
And a little bit on the silence, like, I think a lot of people see, like, what's going on right now and look at BioWare and think, oh, they're ignoring us. They're not doing any. They're not going to talk to us. When it's most likely more of, no, we just don't plan on talking yet. Like, we don't want to. It's not we're trying to ignore you or anything. It's more of, this is the plan that we have set. We're just going to work with it this way.
Well, because every other time they've talked with the community. I remember like a month after Anthem released, I'll never forget this. Ben Irving and Chad Robertson posted an official Reddit post about something or another. Hey guys, I know it's been a rough couple weeks since the early release of the game. Or since, not the early release of the game, but it's been X number of weeks since the early release of the game, i.e. the week early that players got. And Reddit and, of course, the entire internet misconstrued it into, oh, well, Anthem's an early access game. That's illegal. Yeah, that's, oh, my God. And then any other time they would talk, it would be met with bam, 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 harassment. I mean, devs were getting death threats. Devs were hopping off Twitter. Harassment nonstop. Mm-hmm. The community, people are fickle. You can say that the community is great right now and everything's wonderful and Reddit is so nice and what have you. No, that's not the reality of it. People are fickle. It's going to change in, at the drop of a hat if anything happens like this again. So they have to modify their communication strategy. Yep. They can't be talking every single day like they used to. They can't be replying to every single post. And I can't name the last Anthem dev that's said anything on Twitter. It's all been relegated down to AJ and Caden. And
yeah,
Jesse too on the occasion, of course.
Do you think some of that is to blame with BioWare? They're kind of being the devil's advocate here. Do you think that's kind of to blame them a little bit? Because you had this whole long drawn out, like, here's your axe, here's all the things you're going to look forward to, here's some things that we're keeping a mystery, and then all of that is just like, oh, gone. And I don't feel like we really got a really good explanation of like what was going on, and it was left up for so long, and then we weren't getting the content they were saying they were going to give us.
I
mean, they had, four planned out things that they were going to do originally, correct?
Yeah, they had three acts. One was opening up with Echoes of Reality, which was Cataclysm. We don't know what the other two acts would have been. The ultimate reality of it is, I don't think they expected launch to go as bad as it did, and they thought they could just keep adding stuff in. Well, their alpha stress test was way too short. Their beta stress test was way too short. And it became pretty apparent early on that, oh, holy hell, there's still a lot of bugs. Oh, holy hell, when a couple hundred thousand people are playing,
this breaks. Things,
yeah, because like things no looks the so last good. The last couple releases, they've used third-party testing. So like for Andromeda and Mass Effect 3, they use third-party testing instead of using like crowdsourcing. And obviously when you add hundreds of thousands of players, it's going to change pretty dramatically fast. So,
well, for sure. And plus, BioWare aren't masters of Frostbite.
No, I don't think anybody is, honestly.
Fairly new to it. Well, DICE is, I'd
maybe
say.
DICE, yeah. But I mean, there's still bugs even like in Star Wars Battlefront 2, and that's been out since 2017. You know.
Still, they're the quote-unquote best masters. But 100%, I agree with you, Mule. No, I mean, I think BioWare did it to themselves. They injured their credibility. They injured the faith with the fan base. And it's not of their own fault. It's not like, screw those guys. It's just literally like, well, we didn't expect it to. Yeah, let's try and fix this. Okay, well, we fixed this. Now we got to fix that. Ah, crap. Now we got to do this. Oh, wait. That's right. We need to do content.
Now, remind me, what was the last big IP that this specific studio released?
Andromeda.
Andromeda.
Yeah.
Well, Andromeda technically wasn't the same studio. Andromeda was Montreal.
Yeah. What was the last one that
The last one.
The last one that Austin did was SWTOR.
Yeah. They've been
they've been support for the last however many years.
Yeah. So it's been a long time since these guys themselves have had to deal with the community. And even back then, I mean, how are you going to get your thoughts out? Go on to some forum that barely anyone went to? Like, the internet was not what it is today.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and we're going to get into now kind of the BioWare's communication strategy and what they're doing with Anthem and not really talking. And like for me, like I kind of get some of that, but at the same time, I feel like you still have to have some type of communication to your fans. Of like, even if whatever Anthem 2.0 was leaked by whatever, we are working on something, but we're not ready to discuss it. Like even
they literally said that in the last community cortex.
Yeah, but I mean, we needed that up front. Like when that first leaked, because all it did was like it did reignite the fan base because everyone got excited. You know, gamers like to speculate.
Oh, my YouTube feed just lit up with Anthem again.
Why? What are they supposed to do? Like, okay, yeah, you guys know about 2.0. You happy? I mean, you already knew it existed. Us acknowledging it doesn't do anything, and we're still back to the dry well situation.
At least it gives us something we can look forward to. Because, like, for me, like the way I am with all games is that I'll try it. If I don't like it, I'll put it back on the shelf, and I'll pull it back off at some point when it may be better. I mean, I've did that with No Man's Sky. I don't particularly play it often, but like it got better. But Lupa, I want to hear what you think with your community, man, and like in streams and what you're hearing out on the streets. On the streets, man.
It's interesting you bring it up because you have a lot of like dedicated players come in. So there's a guy on there's actually two guys on Mixer that frequent the stream pretty frequently. It's a guy Gets Slit, and he's on the leaderboards every other week. Like I see his name pop up like top 15, top 20, stuff like that. And then there's a guy
that's Xbox, right?
Yeah, on Xbox. Yeah. And then there's a guy ATL Boy, and he jumps in every stream. I go through Anthem streams because obviously like that's part of being, you know, a community figure that you go into the other streams, see what's going on, this, that, the other thing. So this other guy is literally in every other stream that streams Anthem and just checking everything out. So the biggest thing is those dedicated players wanting to see other players be successful with the game, because it's not easy. There aren't a lot of tutorials with how to be successful in the game. You know, like a lot of people don't understand the combo system or you know how to successfully build out a javelin. So it's interesting to see where we are now and realize that people still don't understand how the game is played at its top level. You know,
well, for example, like the current event, like there are very few people. Well, I shouldn't say that. Probably 50% of the people that we've played with don't know what to do for like the puzzles and stuff for the strongholds. Granted, we have a little upper hand with William here, who's helped us out a little bit with his videos and stuff. But
your Anthem, go check it out.
Yeah, thanks for the plug. I agree with you there. It's back to your point, Wade, about like you needing something. That something's going to last a week at most, and it's going to dry up and shrivel up. And
drip
feed
me, baby. I don't care.
But drip feed is horrible. I mean, think about it like this. Would you rather save up that the bottle of water for a whole month, and just when it releases, it pours? Or would you rather each day just get a drip?
Well, no, I would personally rather the water bottle. I'll take a drip.
Well, look, Nate, that wasn't a great analogy, but so there's an actual science behind what they're doing, social science, and most of you guys know that I got my dual majors in business and communications, and specifically, I studied communication strategies and corporate communications to help find the business's best model and the best strategy to use. And this strategy that No Man's Sky and I think now Anthem is employing doesn't work in the real world, or at least in businesses outside of video gaming, because you can't just drop off the face of the earth out of nowhere and have drip feed communication. Yep. That doesn't work. You buy a Microsoft Surface Pro, okay, and it sucks. And customer service or community management is non-existent. That doesn't work. Microsoft is done. One slip up like that can severely cripple a company. Thankfully, EA's got enough assets and what have you, enough studios to where. Anyway, so No Man's Sky, as you all remember, had an abysmal launch, kind of like Anthem. Yeah. Buggy mess, a lot of features missing.
Just a skosh.
And Sean Murray was hailed as the worst bastard in gaming history. Well, I mean, seriously, that's what people were literally wishing that guy to hell. And it's so funny, the reason why I even started doing all this research was because some jackass in the comments section of one of my videos like 2 or 3 weeks ago said, "Man, all Anthem needs is Sean Murray." Yeah, and wow. 2 or 3 years ago, you specifically on Twitter wished him to hell. Like, I can pull up your tweet and said, "Fuck you, Sean Murray. Go rot in the pit." I was like, but wait, now you're saying, okay, wait, let's backtrack and find out why you? Well, oh my god! And
maybe he had a fever.
Anyways, so two things about the Murray. I call it the Murray plan. This was from a thing that he had with Gamer Revolution. It was an interview, and it says, according to Murray, the media silence lasted for about 2 years. The team didn't talk to the games community at all for those 3 months of that period. When Hello Games did talk, it was directly to the fans through updates and patch notes. Kind of like community cortexes. Murray said that he came to this decision in part because he believes game journalism's place in the industry isn't what it used to be. In game journalism's early days, there was a main channel for communication between developers and their fans. Now it's much easier for developers to do that same thing directly, meaning game journalism is oftentimes more reactionary. And that's 1,000,000% what it is now.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
I mean, Reddit, as soon as they see a hate article by Paul Tassi, or they see gripe and wail and piss and moan, they're all going to hop on the hate train because it's reactionary. It's 100% it. Not to say that Anthem or No Man's Sky didn't merit a fair number of those. Hey, you've got to be freaking kidding me. Yeah. At launch videos. Oh, no, it definitely merited it. But to the point where they were just kicking it while it was down, and like Ben Irving leaving, oh boy, let me put on my Anthem boot and shove it right up there. I mean, it was nonstop. So, what do you do to a raging fire when water doesn't even work on it? Water being communication or what have you.
Right.
Well, you starve it of oxygen. You don't give it any more ammunition. And lo and behold, jackasses like Paul Tassi and what have you, they start quieting down. And then suddenly, Reddit, it starts being a little bit nicer somehow, realizing they're not going to be rewarded for being dicks to the developers and, you know, just really
that was
suck
the
it
smartest
ass.
Thing that BioWare did was moving their comms to the EA forum. Like,
oh my god, absolutely!
That was the smartest.
Well,
thing
at that point, you kind of have to because you're that's the only way you can regulate it yourself. You know,
exactly.
Like Reddit's basically like an open door for whatever anybody wants to do, and especially like they can't police that forum themselves. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. But I mean, yeah, that's 100% it. That's good too. That EA. Or BioWare in general did that, but that was phase one of like the Murray plan. It's like cut communication, things suck. So what was the other issue with No Man's Sky? Well, Hello Games and BioWare, they've lost all credibility, like 100% credibility's out the door. Anthem has this axe roadmap. It got it died and went to hell. All right, well, shit, we've lost credibility, and developers are leaving left and right, and not. Developers are leaving left and right, but Ben Irving left, Chad Robertson left.
Yeah.
People were leaving, but it wasn't in droves. I can safely say people weren't leaving in droves. That's not what was happening.
Yeah.
So you have to rebuild credibility. Well, put your heads down, get to work, produce content, give it to the audience. Now, I don't necessarily think that the seasonal content is a fair representation of what they've been putting their heads down and working on since June, since that's all been done by Edmonton, the secondary office for Anthem. Austin is the real MVP of Anthem right now. And nothing that they've produced has been put out yet, as far as I understand. So they've been working for 6 months on something, and Hello Games managed to turn No Man's Sky around in 3 years with 15, 25 people.
Yeah.
Well, here BioWare is hundreds of people on staff. I don't think that we're going to have too much of an issue, I suppose.
It's going to be interesting, man, seeing the communication going forward. And we kind of have to wrap this up a little bit because one of our guests, Lupo, here is actually going to be on our friend Freelancer Codex's podcast. So go check those guys out as well. But I want to hear from you guys with Anthem 2.0, hypothetically, you know, because all of this is just a mythical beast right now.
Yeah.
What would you like to see if they have something that's coming out relatively soon? And when I say soon, I mean within 2020. What would you like to see?
For me personally, like the first thing you have to see is crossplay/cross-save. That has to happen like immediately. It's done wonders for Destiny and the player base in general. Actually, Crow was talking about it with me over the last couple of days that Warframe is actually looking to do cross save, which is immense. That's a huge thing because like I've been playing. I started on Xbox, went over to PC, played a whole bunch on PC, went back to Xbox, and now I'm like, dude, I have so much progression here, there, and everywhere, you know. So, but like to be able to take what I have now in Anthem and bring that right over to PC and be able to play with both communities, like that's immense. That's got to happen like now.
Mm. Yeah, like that's gonna be a big thing if that does go through, because for non-Warframe players, PC is months ahead of consoles. Literally, like, months. Like, I have to watch what I, like, look up and stuff on YouTube because, like, I don't want these spoilers sometimes. Like, they'll have complete huge story things that are massive spoilers months before consoles do.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can get to a point where they're like that, that'd be awesome. But, and that's something that I kind of want to see, going forward for Anthem, like Anthem 2.0, I would love to see it turn like into a very similar way that Warframe works, where you've got these smaller content drops, smaller stories. I know it's not as a popular opinion. I want to see more javelins. Now,
yes, you've lost major points.
I don't see it happening either, honestly. But
I don't see it happening either, but that's what I want. I want to see more javelins. Yeah. I want to see
variety,
more variety. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we wanted that for a long time in Destiny, but they've done good enough job of adding variety for those three classes that it's kept me entertained.
That's key going
and
forward.
If Anthem can do something like that, then I'll be happy.
Yeah.
For me, I'd say something that's adds a new level of variety and rework that's going to be engaging the community enough where all my friends are playing it and I want to play it as well. I enjoyed Anthem, but playing it solo when others weren't playing, it was like, to me.
It's so good solo.
No, and if
it's meant to be played.
If it brings a community back in somewhat droves, maybe, or a good amount, at least in our community, then I'll be very happy. But as it is now, I'm like, I just don't have a reason to log into it. Yeah. Swords.
Swords.
No swords.
S-words.
S-swudge.
No. I want a Gravit-themed javelin. The Gravelin. I'm going to coin that right now.
Oh my god.
No, I have no idea. Honestly, I think something just to bring my interest back into it, really. I think, as you guys have been saying, more variety. One of the weirdest gripes I think anybody may have heard is going to come from my mouth right now. I want more freaking gunplay. Like, I get that the game is built around the abilities.
I will agree with you there. As a Storm main, I maybe fire 10, 15 bullets a mission.
Yeah, I don't know. If it's built around the abilities, I feel like perhaps something should. I don't know. It's kind of hard to put into words because it's still kind of like
fresh
and loose. But it's just something I've always felt like. You know, yeah, the guns give you different ability or different buffs or perks or what have you for your abilities, and it's just I don't know. I feel like the guns should be the guns and the abilities should be the abilities.
Lately,
they should both.
Lately, I've been using my guns as stat sticks for my Storm.
Yeah, that's more or less what they're for, Storms.
Yeah.
What about
you,
William?
I'd like to see Raids.
Raids?
I would like to see Raids and other I said that to William at PAX, and he was just like, I'm with you, buddy.
They need to fix 100%. Some of the buggy shit that goes on, and they need to have a stat screen before they have Raids.
That goes without saying at this point. How can you have a stat-based game and not have a stat screen? Mm-hmm.
Stat screen, yeah.
They'll get no sympathy from me on that.
Until I see hard numbers that these things are getting buffed sometimes...
Yeah, you don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
So Raids.
Wait, how about yourself, man?
Raid-like content would be... top notch. I think. Oh, you said Wade, not William. Oh, wow. Never mind. Go ahead.
Fever.
I got one word in. Go ahead, Wade. You're good.
No, go ahead, Wade. Finish your
thought. No, go ahead, Wade. I insist, Wade. You finish this thing off. I've talked enough.
Give me Raids where I can, I don't know. I feel like the four party system is a little limiting. Mm-hmm. Like that's one thing with Breakpoint. I wish I could get like six people together and, you know, do that, you know, funness. I would also have to say one of the things that I would really like to see is like Protect the Fort or something like that. Something like Mass Effect 3 multiplayer, where you have some replayability in the game. So I don't know. That's just, we'll just leave it as that. But Lupo has got to run, guys. So real quick, we're going to wrap this up. William, thank you for joining us, man. Lupo to the rescue. Thank you for joining. Where can everyone find you guys?
Lupo, you go first, man. You got
to
get out of here.
Mixer.com/Lupo to the rescue. You can also find me at MuleHornGaming.com because I do write for the site here.
Yes, he does.
And William?
You can find me over at YouTube.com/YourAnthemGame and on Twitter as Twitter.com/AnthemYour.
And he's going to have a video dropping soon, kind of talking about some of this stuff we're talking about. So make sure
like
you guys
all this
go,
stuff, yeah.
Yeah, make sure you guys go check that out. But guys, thank you for joining us. If you would, and you like our stream, go check out our bros at theshedteam.gg and find more awesome streamers like us. And if you would, guys, like us on Facebook, leave us a review on iTunes, and you can follow us on Twitter. Remember, guys, put it down. Explosions!